With World Ocean Day approaching on Sunday, June 8th, as well as World Environment Day taking place on June the 5th, the Fundy region is joining Ocean Week Canada for a number of events as a public celebration of the ocean in St. John and along the Fundy coast. Ocean Week Fundy brings together the Stonehammer Geopark and the Fundy Biosphere region, New Brunswick's two global geoparks recognised for their international importance. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Naomi Mead, the Strategic Engagement Manager with Fundy Biosphere, about the events taking place during Ocean Week and the particular value and importance of the Fundy Coast and the Bay of Fundy itself, as well as the ocean as a whole.
Ocean Week Fundy is a joint venture between Fundy Biosphere Region and Stonehammer Geopark as the two UNESCO designations here in New Brunswick. And together we are the hub here in New Brunswick for Ocean Week Canada. So this is a nationally run event. There's hubs all across the country. And not only is it something that's going on here in Canada, but there's things happening for celebrating the ocean all around the world. This is part of the lead up to the UN's World Ocean Day on June 8th. So the Ocean Week is the week leading up to that day. And that is something that is out of the interest to gain awareness of the UN's Ocean Decade.
And so what sort of events are actually taking place?
So there are, I believe it's up to 16 events. They go from St. Andrews all the way over to Johnson's Mills. If you go on the Ocean Week Canada website, you can actually see all of the events on their event schedule there. The entire list of events you can see on our social media pages at the Fundy Biosphere Region Facebook page. And we're also using Fundy Biosphere Instagram account, and there's an Ocean Week Fundy Instagram account as well that we're posting from. On Saturday, there's an All About Oceans event being held at Tucker Park, and that is with the Tucker Park Association there. And New River Beach Provincial Park is having an art day on Saturday as well. There's a day of events at the Huntsman Marine Science Center as well. And I also want to point to several of the libraries in the area that are joining Ocean Week events.
Well, what are you hoping that people will kind of find out and experience and get out of the week?
There's a lot of objectives that we're hoping to see, but the main goal is just to bring people's awareness of the ocean to the forefront, and just to keep that in mind as you may be visiting a beach throughout the summer. The emphasis on oceans, or I should say the ocean, because that is one thing that we want people to take away, is that it is one interconnected ocean. And that even if you are not living directly on a coast with the ocean in your backyard, all of the waterways in the world, they all flow into the ocean. And so even if you are living along a river, along a stream, all of what is going into that waterway is going to end up in the ocean as well. So we all need to have awareness of kind of that interconnectedness, and that what we might be doing in more of a landlocked area can still impact the world in general, and specifically the ocean.
Could you just sort of talk a little bit about the importance and the value of the Fundy region? Kind of what is particularly valuable?
These are the two UNESCO designations that we have here in New Brunswick. Fundy Biosphere Region goes from St. Martin's up a little bit above Moncton and over to the border with Nova Scotia. And Stonehammer Geopark overlaps with the biosphere at St. Martin's. It goes up to about Norton area, and then it goes to the west a bit past St. John. And Stonehammer Geopark is recognized for the geological heritage that they have, the numerous fossils, minerals, rock layers that are there. And the biosphere is recognized for the environments, the ecosystems that we have along the Fundy coast. So it's the recognition of the balance between environments and the communities that live in balance with them. And it's not that like we're governed by the UN or anything. It's that these are inherently special places, and they've just been recognized as these places to celebrate along the Fundy Coast. Like for the biosphere, there's various ecosystems that are found along the Fundy Coast. So it's a very biodiverse region. There's old growth forests along this coast that, I mean, a lot of them have not been preserved the way they have been along the Fundy Coast. So that's part of the reason for the designation. This is a internationally recognized thoroughfare for shorebirds through the Fundy Coast. So we often talk about sandpipers, the piping plovers that visit here in the summertime. And they're coming here because of how the mudflats get exposed in the summer. And the birds are coming here to enjoy the invertebrates that are living in the mudflats and filling up on them before they go all the way down to South America all in one trip. So this is a place with a lot of natural heritage.
Beyond Ocean Week itself, what can people do to sort of like explore and understand and find out more about the Bay of Fundy Coast?
With the biosphere, we have amazing places. There's 50 of them that you can explore all throughout the biosphere. A lot of them are based in Fundy National Park because that's our core protected area in the biosphere. But there's a lot along Fundy Trail Provincial Park. And we have information about that on our website. That's fundy-biosphere.ca. And Stonehammer Geopark on their website, they have information about geosites that you can visit as well. And another tool that people can use to explore the region is Driftscape. So that's an app that we often point people to because those amazing places, those geosites are already loaded into there, and people can explore their way through the region as they're traveling around.
More information can be found at oceanweek.ca/events. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.